I know what you all are saying. What is this? A pre-roll ad? What was that? A little music stinger at the beginning? Yeah, I know. It's different. It's going to take some adjusting. It's going to take some getting used to. It's not the normal thing, but I think we're going to be moving forward, and it's going to be swell. You know what's else is swell? Patreon. Our Patreon page. That gets these things right here out of your way. It gets you ad-free episodes of Meet Me in the Middle for $1 a month. That's right. $1 a month gets you these episodes without this part, and it gets you other content. You know, it gets you some updates that aren't you can't see anywhere else. It gets you, there's some videos up that you can't see anywhere else. And there are different levels to it. So you got the $1 a month, which is the access to ad-free episodes and additional content to, I don't know, get more in touch with the Meet Me in the Middle crew. There is a $5 segment, which is $5 a month. And it gets your name on our Patreon page on the website, so you can get your friends to look you up on the internet, and your name's going to be there. There is the $20 portion, which gets your name on our website, plus you join our t-shirt club, which means that you get one of our new, well, you get a monthly t-shirt for $20. So you get your episodes, your name on the internet, and you get a free t-shirt every month. Right now we've got 3 t-shirts on sale at the Meet Me in the Middle shop. There's one with our logo, one for Football Boot Review, which is a sister site, and last but not least, a video game review, preview review for you by me shirt. Just try to imagine how that one looks. Then there's the $100 a month, which is for just the spectacular people who want to be super generous. I mean, you've already fast-forwarded through all of this, so we'll see you... Oh, wait, let's get this king... Let's get this thing kicked off. Hello and welcome to an episode of Meet Me in the Middle. I'm Xander Fadley.
And I'm Hunter York, live from Orlando, Florida.
That's right. We've got a remote podcast today. Well, I'm still in Indiana.
Yeah, he's thanks, Xander, for having me on.
If you're a longtime listener, which I know you're not, you'll notice that Hunter is using his own recording devices, so he's not coming through either Skype or via phone call. So it's nice and crisp and clean, and it's woven together in a nice tapestry of sound.
Yeah. Hey, Xander, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, I appreciate the... whoa.
What? Huh?
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Oh, dude, let's talk about the World Cup. I mean, do you have time? I don't want to take away from your air time.
You know, I think... Let me check with the producer. He's holding up a board and it says you've got nothing on the schedule. So I guess that means we're good to go.
Oh, that's perfect for me, because guess what? My producer, which is also your producer, just sent me a text saying, would you hurry up and talk about it?
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
really getting upset at me.
I think your producer sounds more emphatic than my producer, so we'll go with yours.
All right, we'll go with my producer. I bring in the bucks anyway.
So we're I make money. I make money my own way. I make
wow,
money.
Wow, look
my
at you, big time,
big time, Timmy Jim. That's right. We're in the last match day of group stage. We missed the two this morning, unfortunately. I won't say why that happened, but I will. I would like you to keep in mind that one of us is in Florida on vacation right now.
I'm not saying watching nothing but soccer and not getting up for soccer and
right. But we're just gonna quickly wrap up. Well, Group A was decided well before. Not
Group
well
A
before.
Was
it
lame.
Was decided on day two. However, somehow Egypt lost to Saudi Arabia. I did not see that coming.
Egypt ended up being kind of garbage.
Yeah. So yeah, really, I mean, as much as we make fun of Argentina for being like only Messi and Ronaldo,
and Portugal for being only Ronaldo. You do that, not me.
Okay, fine.
I put out a tweet the other day about that.
About where? What?
Just like Argentina's managers trying to make the game through Messi when they have a world-class group of attackers.
Yeah, just let Messi be Messi, where he kind of floats around and distributes the ball, not does everything.
Exactly. I mean, that's too much pressure for him.
He's not.
And a few of the other players, you're going, well, I don't necessarily want to play with Messi.
For those of you who are up on soccer numbers, he's not a number 9. He's not your goal scorer. He's your number 10. He's your playmaker, centralized person who play runs through and out of. That's the key. Out of him as well.
So yeah, exactly.
People crowd in on him, so you get a person that runs in behind, but you're still trying to pass it to Messi when you should have somebody making a diagonal run away from him, and no one ever hits that guy.
Yeah. I mean, there was supposedly reports on it about the Argentine players were trying to oust the manager before tomorrow's match, and they failed with it.
And they failed, so now Aguero is not allowed to play, is what I saw. The last thing I saw.
Well, apparently Aguero was the vocal leader of the, hey, let's get him out of here. And and everyone was like, yeah, you do that. And it's like in, you know, middle school or like, you know, it's kind of like with your siblings with like, go ask mom or dad for like $5. And you're like, yeah, that's awesome. And then like, go ahead.
It's like the kid, when the substitute teacher comes in that's trying to have a test and you're like, oh, the teacher actually put it off?
Yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, that's you.
He did put it off. He said he didn't cover it all. He's like, well, it says on the schedule here he got a test today.
And you're like, no, he's right. And if the teacher comes back and gets mad, then none of us were on his side. Just remember that.
Right. It's just not super fun for Messi. Luckily, though, for them, match day 2 went pretty much their way. Let me go back up and check.
Did Argentina's match go well for them?
After their terrible match against Croatia, they got a Nigeria win against Iceland. So all they need, if they beat Nigeria, then they have a pretty good shot at going through because
they basically control their own destiny.
Right.
But, you know, Iceland could pull off the crazy upset over Croatia.
That nearly happened today in Group B with Iran. I mean, it was
what an incredible game that was.
It was a tense last, I don't know, 20 minutes of both of those matches because Morocco was up against Spain, which is crazy. So Spain was in peril of getting bounced again in the group stages. Second World Cup in a row. People are going to have a problem with that in Spain. People are going to have a big problem with that. And Portugal, if they had lost to Iran and Spain's result held at a draw, then they would have been out and Iran would have been in. And then there was the crazy VAR portion. And I was watching both matches simultaneously. So both of them, the play was just dead for like 2 minutes simultaneously while the referees in both games were reviewing VAR stuff. And
yeah,
it was, I mean, the Portugal-Iran ref was not as good as the Spain ref because that was a really tight decision on that offsides that they recalled for the second Spain goal, which ended up being very crucial for them.
Well, they were saying during the broadcast of the Iran game that this is the same referee who was in charge of the Egypt game where there was a bunch of controversial calls as well. And, I mean, I watched that whole game, so when I was watching it with the handball with, I think it was Cedric for Portugal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was clearly unintentional, and it was clearly one of those where you go, if there's no VAR, this isn't going to be called.
True.
But apparently the fourth official or whatever the video assistant was like, hey, take a look at it, and he did, and he gave him a penalty.
He did.
And I mean, first of all, what a beautiful penalty it was. Guy slotted it upper 9.
It was great.
I mean, there's no saving that.
Too, you know?
Just yeah, there was no saving that.
And well, another thing that he had done earlier in the match with VAR was he got caught halfway between a red card and a yellow card for Ronaldo after his hit in the face.
That was only like 15 minutes before.
Right, I know. It was all like, it was boom, boom, boom. That's why they had 6 minutes of stoppage time. But I didn't ever see it super clearly. I always was watching the Spain game and then would come back for that Ronaldo thing, and I never saw it super clearly. So what is your opinion on it? Was a yellow card generous to Ronaldo because he's a superstar, and having him held out of the quarterfinal match would be kind of crazy?
I know this isn't the best answer, but yes and no. But it was one of those things where it's always going to be a tough call for the official because, yes, there's contact on the face. My first thought when I saw it live was, the Iranian player is kind of making a lot of this.
Right.
But then this, it's one of those things where the more you see it, the more you go, okay, there's a case for a red card.
Right, right.
And so I think the yellow was good because you got him a card,
right?
But you didn't change the whole game by taking the player out. So it was a tough decision. I think he got it right, but there's definitely arguments for both sides. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, Iran showed up to play, though. That was the big thing. They could have very easily rolled over against Portugal, the better side, especially after Portugal's early goal. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Iran was impressive. I mean, they really did look like a good team today.
Yeah.
They looked a little slow-footed. That was my main thing that I kept seeing. But their back line stood stout after giving up that early goal.
Right.
Which was an incredible goal, though. There was no stopping that from Quaresma. I mean, outside of the foot, puts it up like side netting.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Well, like we've said again and again, this World Cup has had a lot of just really stellar goals.
And the thing that's been great about it, too, is it's not like the Jabulani ball at the Brazil just went crazy?
South Africa. Jabulani and Jobulani.
Yeah, that just went crazy in the air. Yeah. These have been just like, wow, that guy just put it up or nine with a beautiful curved shot.
I will say that this ball does seem to behave very well, you know? South Africa, there were dozens and dozens of shots that just would go 30 yards over the top of the bar. Not 30 yards, 30 feet over the top of the bar. Just because once that thing started getting a little bit of backspin, it just took off.
This one behaves a lot like, I'm sure Adidas hates being compared to Nike, but to me, it behaves a lot like the Nike match balls right now, where they're made more to be like, you know, there's going to be some movement in the air, but it's going to react like a ball. It's not going to react like a balloon, you know, with the Jabulani, where it was like, if you hit it on the bobble, it goes 500 feet in the air.
Yeah.
But if you hit it just right, it's going to go from 30 feet in the air to the back part of the net with some crazy dip that no one meant to put on it. So, I mean, I do like it. I think that you haven't heard many complaints from people yet. You know, there's always those once they leave the tournament, there's going to be some kind of complaints. But, overall, I think it's the kind of ball that the World Cup's needed is a consistent ball that's going to behave like it should.
Right. It doesn't need to be an extra special ball. It just needs to be a ball that performs, you know?
It needs to be a ball that performs to that level without making it like, hey, how can we add excitement through the ball?
Right.
Like, those are what the world-class players are for.
Right.
So I think Adidas really hit it out of the park with this ball. So far, you know, we haven't seen anything crazy yet, but we still got a couple more days of the group stage.
Yeah.
So you don't want to count anything out yet.
Yeah. So far, match day three has been pretty good so far. Well, aside from Group A, which was already decided, we still have a lot to play for. And when we come back from this break, we're going to really dig into what we have to look forward to in the next couple of days going forward in the World Cup. So we'll be back in a second.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Xander. Do you know what I'm doing? I mean, not right now, but do you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to listen to some podcasts. Do you know where I'm going to do it? I bet you know. I'm going to do it on Stitcher Radio On Demand. It's a free app. Free app. Free to use. Free to access. Is there special content if you get a subscription? Yes, you can get more stuff. More free episodes. Free catalog episodes once you pay for it, so I guess it's not really free. That's neither here nor there, because right now it is downloadable and it is free, and you get all the new episodes for free on your listening devices, anytime, anywhere listening devices. It's an award-winning app, and you can listen to all your favorite shows, or you can just choose a random one out of the 20,000 news, entertainment, sports, and comedy shows that they have. Then you can rate and review those shows. You can rate and review this show, Meet Me in the Middle. We're on Stitcher, and you can drop us a cool thumbs up there and help us out. You can do it on your iOS, Android, Nook, iPad, in your car dashboard. I don't know if you can rate review there, but, you know, maybe give it a shot when you're parked and safe in a parking lot. There's no downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory. It's on demand and on the go. You stream your favorite podcasts. You don't have it? You can download it free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. So you take your podcast, you take your Stitcher, you take your content, and you find the ones you like, and you shuffle them right into a custom playlist. And once they're in there, you get to download them without even realizing it. So it'll just feed onto your device and then feed off when you listen to it. It's great fun. It's a great time. I'm going to get us back to the show right about now. All right, welcome back to Meet Me in the Middle. We're going to start breaking down the rest of what we have to look forward to in Match Day 3 now.
Let's get into Group C and D.
Group C and D are coming at you tomorrow at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Group C, not as exciting as Group D because Peru has already been thoroughly eliminated. They're sitting on 0 points. Well, not thoroughly. They're only at -2 goal difference, but with 0 points... they're not going to be able to make it through to the knockouts.
No, they are officially done.
France and Denmark, their easiest path is just a tie of convenience, as I've heard it said. If they draw in that match, then both of them are through. Australia, if they can beat Peru, and if France can beat Denmark, which is quite possible with how France is playing, and considering France is just better in general, Australia would be able to sneak through into the knockouts, which would be quite an accomplishment for the Socceroos, as they are called.
Yeah, but they would have to go against Croatia more than likely.
Well, that's another thing that would have to come up because
Croatia's group D is clinched. I mean, they've won the group.
True,
unless Nigeria wins
against Argentina,
literally, right? By. Yes, they play Nigeria and Argentina play at 2.
Right, and so Argentina. Well, if Argentina loses to Nigeria by like 3, and somehow Iceland wins by 2, then Nigeria would go top of the table.
Yeah,
supposedly. No. I think because the head to head goes to Croatia at that point. Okay, we can just basically say Croatia has the group wrapped up. What there is to play for is second, and all three of these teams have a shot at it. So Nigeria plays Croatia. If they draw, they're in. Not necessarily. If they really need to win, so they're going to be pushing for that win against against Argentina. Iceland plays Croatia, and they need the win, so they're going to be pressing hard. They're at a -2 goal difference, so if they win against Croatia and Argentina beats Nigeria, then they would be through. We'd have Croatia and Iceland going to the knockouts. For Argentina to get in, all they would need is a draw between Iceland and Croatia, or a loss by Iceland, and then they would have to beat Nigeria.
Well, they have to beat Nigeria no matter what.
If they beat Nigeria, they've got a pretty good shot at going through, because that would mean that Iceland does indeed have to beat Croatia to bump them out, because they're both sitting on a point right now, which is from their match, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So
I just think it's kind of crazy that we're going into the third match day and Argentina has 1 point forced to win to get in. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here going, well, yeah, they have a shot. It's like, if we looked at this group before the World Cup and went, well, yeah, they'll be in. Like, it's a tough group,
we both had Argentina winning this group. I had Argentina and Iceland. I believe you did have Argentina and Croatia.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't have it right in front of me, and I've been known to make picks just kind of out of nowhere.
Well, I know that you – I wasn't going to – we were going to – after the group stage is over, we were going to have a wrap-up episode where we talked about our brackets, how we did. So we'll hold that for then.
I think I'm doing okay.
You missed you had Egypt going through so far. That's all you missed.
Of course I did.
And that turned out to be a pretty stinky pick.
Really? I mean, 0 points? Come on. Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to briefly touch on it. I know we're not in that.
No problem.
Egypt just – what we found out was that Mo Salah cannot carry that country, which, okay – I still think he's an incredible player.
Right.
I've seen a couple people online be like, oh, this proved Mo Salah's not good. Well, he did play with a bum shoulder. And when he can't carry the whole team. I mean, no one else on that team was any good. I mean, El Shaarawy. No. Is he on that team?
I could not tell you.
Well, El Mini or something plays for Arsenal, sorry, I probably butchered his name. I just can't remember his name at the moment. But, I mean, he's a fringe player at Arsenal. And it's like, that's your second best player. I mean, Mo Salah, as great as he is, it's not going to be able to take that team to the knockout stage. And there's reports he's going to retire from international soccer. But, you know, so did Messi for all of 2 weeks.
Well, but he's also already...
he's 26.
Oh, he's only 26?
I believe that's what I saw.
He has one more World Cup in him, I suppose.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see why he'd want to put himself through that.
Yeah, he said it's not worth the criticism that he gets. I mean, he did take a picture with the president of Chechnya. So, you know, there's a lot of geopolitical issues with that I don't know enough about to touch on.
He's probably just a normal human being, and someone was like, hey, can I get your picture? And he was like, yeah, of course.
It's like, oh, I didn't recognize the president or whatever of Chechnya? I can't believe that. What?
And this sounds bad, but, you know, I'm not huge into politics, so it's like if a senator came up and was like, whoa, can I, like, he was like, I mean, this will never happen, but it's like if he came up and was like, can I get a picture with you? I'd be like, sure, man, whatever. And someone was like, I can't believe you just took a picture with the Democratic senator from who cares? I'd be like, okay. Like, I don't think he cares. And that's what, you know, I hate that always surrounds the World Cup is the political aspect. Is like, one of my favorite scenes was, I believe it was it Japan? Where's Japan? Japan, their woman president was sitting and watching a game with Senegal's president, David President, whatever their leader is, they were hanging out, having a good time watching, you know, soccer together. And like, only in the World Cup are you going to be able to get that, you know, in its purest form of just people watching the game they love together.
Right. Well, that was a big deal in Iran. They actually let women into their soccer stadiums to watch the games. So,
yeah, I mean, that's what I love about it is like, you know, I've during this vacation, this will shock you. I've been reading. Yeah.
How dare
and it's
you.
Been, I know, I'm going against everything reading? I believe. It's called Why Soccer Matters by Pele.
Oh.
And, you know, one of the things in the book that he said, among other things, I'm about halfway through. But this is one of my favorite quotes already. He said, on the field, nobody was rich or poor. It was a place where we could just play. Mm. I love that because that just embodies the game.
Right.
Is that when you're on the field or when you're watching it, you don't think about, you know, who, they're poor or they're rich. You go, man, we all love this game. This is awesome. And that's just the beauty of the whole World Cup.
If you can play, you can play, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like, there's if tons you want to come play, come play. Like, if you, I mean, it's you're going to have a different path to get there, mm-hmm. but I mean, at the same time, you're still loving the same thing.
Absolutely. And it's and as we've said many times, this has been a really good World Cup so far. Just a lot of good matches. Just one that sticks out always is that Germany match against from just the other day against Sweden. That was a that was a great match.
It really was. And later when we talk about Group G, I actually have a not a story, but just talk about a group of fans that I've just, you know, I've heard reports and seen some videos online about them at the World Cup that, mm-hmm. you know, for me, I've experienced them firsthand, being able to get, you know, press passes and all the opportunities I've had to mm-hmm. see them live as well. So, you know,
all right,
well, I'll get into it.
Well, let's take a step. Let's take a step towards that by moving on to
E and F.
E and F, groups E and F. Let's see, group E. We have Costa Rica eliminated, but Brazil, Switzerland, and Serbia are all right there together at 4-4 and 3 points. And Serbia, you know, their goal difference is at 0, so they've got a pretty good chance to move through as well.
Play Brazil at 2 on Wednesday, 2 Eastern, for those listening.
Good. Yeah. Switzerland and Costa Rica
play the same time,
which is good for Switzerland because they looked very good in their last match against Serbia, right? They played Serbia in the last match and they looked very good. Xhaka and
Shaqiri,
yeah, boy, they looked very good. So it's gonna be
really weird, isn't he?
Who?
Shaqiri.
I think Xhaka is pretty. He's a beefy dude.
Well, Shaqiri is one of those where he's short and he looks kind of fat and he takes his shirt off and you're like, whoa, that's all muscle.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm thinking of Shaqiri, not Xhaka.
You're absolutely thinking of Shaqiri. If you think short, beefy guy and you're like, whoa, he's kind of beefy. Yeah, we're thinking of the same guy.
Okay, then I'm thinking of Shaqiri.
Brazil should win. Yeah, Brazil should win. Should,
but it's gonna be you know, a brawl, that one, because they're both gonna be playing for points.
Well, and Serbia looked pretty dang good on their first match day.
Both of them are attacking sides, so look for some back and forth action there, because Brazil has shown that they're really trying to get forward in this one and have some high possession.
They're just playing the way the Brazilians always play.
Oh yeah, but it could make for a very fun, high scoring match. One quick note:
they've got to get more people involved. Brazil does. I mean, they can't do what Argentina's doing and be like, "Well, Neymar's our savior." He's a great player, but
they have gotten Coutinho involved pretty well recently.
Well, he got himself involved. Really.
True. Fair enough.
Yeah,
it was very good. That was a very good shot. One quick note that I was going to make, still no 0-0 draws in this World Cup, which is one of the reasons why we're talking about it, is just being so exciting and such a great thing to watch. Group F, we've got Mexico, Germany, and Sweden still in contention with South Korea on the bubble.
Well, my first thing about it is South Korea may be the best team in this tournament with no points. I mean, they've looked good in all their matches, but they just can't get results.
Well, you know, it's a tough group is really the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And Mexico's looked really good.
Mexico has looked very good. We got a question from an Instagram follower for Football Boot Review when we were doing our live segment about if they kept up this play, could they win the World Cup? They're starting to convince me that they may be able to make a run at it, but I still think that some of the later teams are looking better than Mexico does, even though they're at the same points. Well, I mean, you just look at goal difference, and you'll see who we're talking about. They're in Group G, everybody. I don't know if you could guess who we're talking about.
Well, here's the thing is, okay, so for people who are going to watch, Mexico plays Sweden at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, and South Korea plays Germany. So there is a possibility, the way Mexico's been playing even, that they could still miss the cut. If Sweden and Germany win and Sweden gets the goal difference, I mean, they're out.
Yeah.
Like, Mexico's out, and that would be probably one of the storylines of the next 4 years is.
It will be a pretty colossal collapse. What does it take
to get out of that? Yeah. Well, I mean, Mexico's looked really, really good, which, you know, I'm just going to say this. It makes me mad because they're our biggest rivals.
Yes.
The U.S., that is. And when they play well, you're just kind of like,
yeah.
I hate them. But it is also good to see a CONCACAF team doing well, considering the other two have been abysmal.
That's very diplomatic of you.
Yeah, look at me.
Right. Hey, at least you're not doing what Landon Donovan is doing. So.
Oh, I tweeted that today. He's such a loser.
He is.
I hate him.
He is right up there with Alexi Lalas as my least favorite U.S. men's national team players.
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's like my dad always quotes the great Roger Bennett quote for Men in Blazers, which I know you've probably heard around our house.
This is a great one.
He's like, Landon Donovan went from the future of U.S. soccer to the past of U.S. soccer without ever being the present.
Yeah.
And if you watch what happens, it's so true.
It's very
true. He never won anything of importance except, what, a Gold Cup?
A Gold Cup, and did we win a Copa? No, we never win a Copa. We won a Gold Cup.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a Landon Donovan fan. So, you know, I may be biased, but, man, they are really just forcing him down our throats this World Cup. Yeah. In the Verizon commercials at halftime where they're like, oh, that's first half. And then first of all, he makes it in the goal, but it's like it looked like he was trying to hit the crossbar, and he just couldn't. Yeah. So they were like, yeah, that'll count. Bounce it in three times before it gets in.
Yeah, he was far away and everything, but it wasn't like it was a great shot.
No, I mean, they piped it up like, whoa, what a shot, Landon. And then I was watching with my brother Kalen, and I was like, Kalen, I'm pretty sure every soccer player we know can do that. And he goes, yeah, but that's Landon Donovan. You got to respect him.
Well, it really does feel like Thomas Middleditch was really just riffing there. Like, oh, wow, what a great shot. And you're like, oh, that seems a little facetious there, Tommy Middled.
To me, it was one of those where you're just kind of like, the one that really gets me is the one where he's wearing the Mexico shirt.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they charged him $100 at the Mexico shop. I'm like, for that knockoff Mexico tee?
Yeah. But it's not my favorite. And then he had that thing with Wells Fargo about trying to get everybody to root for my other team. Was it something like that, right?
Well, you know that like the day after that commercial came out, I think you were the one to tell me this.
He got let go from Lyon, which we could have told you because it made no sense because he's an old player who was not very good the last time he was playing, and that's why he was let go by the Galaxy.
It's almost like he hasn't been good since he was like, oh, I don't know, the last World Cup, maybe before.
Yeah.
I mean, the real hero for us of that World Cup was Dempsey. It was not Donovan.
No.
So to me, it's just quit forcing Landon Donovan down our throats. 90% of people who actually like U.S. soccer go, not that good.
He served his purpose, but we really want him to go away now.
But that's the thing, is that he refuses to accept that he wasn't as good as he was supposed to be.
Well, the only person worse than him at going away is Bruce Arena at this point.
Well, you know, here's the thing with Bruce Arena. He's not Landon Donovan.
Right.
So I can at least stomach him and say, wow, you're a disgrace.
I will say that as little as Landon Donovan accomplished, Arena didn't do any better. In fact, he did probably worse, as in he definitely did worse.
Well, yeah, but it's one of those things where they kind of go hand in hand where you go, if we could blame two people in U.S. soccer, apart from all the corruption everywhere, you know, who we could look at and go, why hasn't soccer grown that much? It's like, well, we could look at, you know, Landon Donovan for always thinking he's the greatest player ever, and Bruce Arena for thinking that we could qualify with 33-year-olds across the board.
Who play in the MLS.
Yeah. And now it's like, you know, I made this argument the other day, is why do we hate MLS so much? And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, well, a lot of people like it. And I said, but why, when there's readily available on your phone, your laptop, TV, any time of day, you could watch English, La Liga, Serie A, Ligue 1, and Bundesliga. Even the Bundesliga. Yeah. And it's like, and he's like, well, you know, it's, we want to support the home team. I'm like, but why? Why do we support them when it's not even good soccer? It's yes, not, it's competitive. It's really not. But, you know, my thing is everyone's like, well, it's competitive. Yeah, because if you level the playing field with everyone having average players
right.
and three pretty good to good players, then yeah, it's going to be all level because half the team is just garbage.
Yeah. I had a point that I was going to make.
That's
what it was. I went back and I read my reaction piece to when we lost to Trinidad and Tobago last October. And I will go back and read it. I read it again. I'm like, you know what? This is a pretty good read. That's all.
Well, that's wow.
Who even has BN, BEIN? That's on our website.
You know, that's a, it's a no, good but point, it's, Sandra. It's, I'm glad that your mom made some humble pie this evening.
I gotta go make that after we're done in here. They're waiting for me to make dinner. Well, when we get back, we're going to break down the last two groups and maybe tie up some loose ends from other news things that may have happened. So we'll be back in a second.
We're going to tie up some loose ends while we're gone.
All right. Bye. Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm here in Indy and Hunter's in Florida. You guys already know that. We already covered that. But do you know what we could do if I were here and he was there, or if I were there and he was here? Yeah, you get that? So if I was where he was and he was where I was, do you know what doesn't change? Stitcher, it's radio on demand. That means you get it anywhere, anytime you want. You can download the free app today at stitcher.com. It's an award-winning app, and it's free, and you get to listen to all your favorite shows, plus discover from over 20,000 news, entertainment, sports, and comedy shows. You get all that stuff, and then you shuffle it into your custom playlist that you can create, and you can stream it on your iOS devices, your Android devices, your Nooks, your iPads, your 4 million car dashboards. It's just a fantastic little thingamajig that you can get for the internet. It's on demand and on the go, no downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory. So you get to keep snapping cool pics while you're on vacation. Or you get to keep, I don't know, making songs on the GarageBand app on your phone. Or you can just stream your favorite podcasts, you know. If you don't have Stitcher, you can download it today for free at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. This show's on there. I hope you're listening to it on there. If you are, then you can drop us a review and a rating on Stitcher, and it'll be a great help to us. Can you believe it? You'd be doing us a favor. Now, I'm going to do you guys a favor and get back to the show. Stitcher.
We're back, Xander.
We are back from the break.
We're back. We've been gone for 7 hours.
You guys don't know this, but this was a little bit longer of a break than usual. I won't get into the fine details.
Well, now they know.
It's the remote stuff. You know, we had to figure out what we were doing.
Yeah, I was wondering why he was going to the store so late, and he was wondering why I'm outside. It's just an argument.
It's just the craziest thing. But we're going to jump right back into it on Group G action, which is happening.
Which is done, basically. Yeah, I mean, we know who's going through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is Thursday action. That is for Thursday. Oh, yeah. As we both called this correctly. We said that England and Belgium are going to have a cakewalk through to the knockout stages. And boy, howdy have they. They are now both sitting on 6 points apiece with six goal differential. And
England
teams
is ahead. Fox made us know this a lot. They're ahead on fair play points.
Yeah.
Which
is silly.
Whatever.
Because now they have a head-to-head match, so that probably will end up deciding it.
Yeah.
They both look really good. England, especially in that last match, looked very good. Belgium kept up their form from their first match. Granted, it is against Tunisia and Panama. who are not very good. But boy, they are good looking going into the knockouts, both of them.
Oh yeah, well, Harry Kane scores even when he doesn't try.
Right.
If you saw that little, like, it was what made me mad was it was the prettiest goal I wish I could have ever scored.
Right.
Just a little back heel flick, mm-hmm. and he didn't even mean to.
Right.
But they look really good. I mean, John Stones has 2 goals.
Yeah, that one person has to get has Kyle Walker paying for a tattoo of John Stones now because he scored.
Yeah, he was like, if John Stone scores tomorrow, get a tattoo. Something like that.
And Kyle Walker's like, all right, mate, I've got it. I've got he's a like, tab. That's exactly like, what Kyle Walker sounds
yeah,
like for you.
Spot on. Whoa, didn't know we had him on today.
Yeah. Which,
yeah, he
My
he
special
was like,
guest
I'll
is,
pay.
Is Kyle Walker. He's been very quiet up until now.
It's because you haven't asked about him or talked to him.
Nope, I haven't talked about England at all. So that is a pretty boring group. Hopefully it's a good match because they'll actually be trying for points.
Yeah.
Because well, realistically, they play the winner and loser of Group H, which at the moment, you know, we all call this Japan and Senegal moving through.
And Poland being out officially.
Poland, oh, you said this earlier that South Korea is the best team sitting on 0 points. I believe Poland probably takes that spot. Are they Are they playing as well as South Korea? No.
Well, I'm talking like current form. I'm not talking talent-wise. Because talent-wise, yeah, Poland takes a cake.
Yeah.
They're at Group H is actually the first matches that day. Senegal-Colombia, which is a huge match.
Right.
And then Japan-Poland. Poland trying to salvage something.
Yeah, really, though. I mean, Japan will be basically playing. Well, they got to play for the win because they're not safe either way.
Yeah, well,
with
it's
the draw,
be
they are safe, aren't they? Yes, with the draw, they are
yes.
safe. So Japan
yeah, they're
will,
safe with the draw.
So that'll probably be a snoozer of a game, right? Well, I don't know. It depends on how hard Poland's going to hit it, but Japan would probably like it to be a snoozer of a match. Just because they only need a draw. But Senegal and Colombia, talk about some fireworks there. We could see like a 3-4 match maybe with those attacking squads.
Well, what's crazy is that, you know, the Liverpool player we've been talking about is Mo Salah.
Mm-hmm.
But Sadio Mane has looked really, really good.
Yeah, he has. He has been carrying his squad much better than Mo Salah, evidenced by they have points.
I mean, some random right back scored for Senegal.
Yeah.
In their last match.
The easiest goal he's probably ever going to have because it was a setup on a silver platter for him.
I mean, but he still scored. That's what
he
counts.
Did. You know, back of the net is what matters most. You can have the prettiest cross ever, but if no one puts it in the back of the net, it doesn't matter a lick.
Well, here's when I'm getting into my story I was setting up
mm-hmm.
with Panama. I was able to watch them in the Gold Cup in Chicago, mm-hmm. or the Copa America, two summers ago.
Right.
And they have some of the most incredible fans. And something I didn't know is that I don't know if they're Catholic or Christian. I mean, you know,
wow.
You can argue.
Catholics are Christians.
But I'm saying, I don't know their exact religion, but all of their players are religious on that national team. And I think they played the U.S., and we beat them like 4-0.
Uh-huh.
And all their guys, like I was able to go down into
the tunnel?
Yeah, the tunnel where you get to interview the guys.
Right.
And like, I mean, they all took the time out of the day to be like, yeah, like it was a great match, all credit to the U.S. And like, I mean, they lost. Like,
right.
got humiliated by us. And the U.S. players didn't even want to talk to anyone, basically seeing the media as, like, jerks.
Well, I mean, that's just Michael Bradley's M.O., though, so.
Yeah, but it's also – and then it's like all these Panama players are, like, happy to see you, treat you like a human being.
Yeah.
And
– what a concept.
You know, yeah, and something I noticed a lot – right? But something I noticed even from the press box was their fans are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter the score, they are right. cheering their team on into it. And I made a comment today to Kaylin where I was like, man, I just wish the U.S. fans had half the passion they do.
Well,
as we go down, we don't care.
Oh, yeah. The perfect example is against England, they got their first goal.
And they celebrated.
And they freaked out. It was they loved every minute of it. I mean, it's their first World Cup in, what, 36 years, I'm pretty sure? Is that correct?
Yeah.
First World Cup in 36 years. And they're loving the ride, you know? They're just in it. They're not in it to win it. They're in it to just enjoy the experience. They traveled all the way over from Central America to Russia. And they're there to have fun. And they had their fun. And unfortunately, they got stuck in a group with England and Belgium, two of the best-looking squads in the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's, you know, not a lot, but, I mean, they really are a fan base for a country that I truly respect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's – I mean, I'm sure there's always bad eggs in every crowd. You know, I'll even say that for Manchester City, that there's always bad eggs in some crowd and you have to watch out for people, but – every Panama fan I've met and player and coach and staff member has been not only some of the most friendly people I've ever met, but some of the like kindest and like genuine people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a fake kindness. It's like you can see it in their eyes that they really care how this random kid from Indianapolis is doing after you've been stomped 4-0.
Right.
Like, you know, it just at the time I was like, man, that is just really cool. And so I was never cheering for them like that because realistically they were never going to make it out of the group. But, I mean, credit to them and their fans for just being so positive, you know, and that's what it's all about, like we talked about.
Well, in today's social media, selfie, filter-filled age, authenticity is really something that is rare. And it's when you see it, you can tell it's something of value. Authenticity is, you know, it's... everybody's very cynical these days.
So well, you know what I would say is I completely agree with you, but I would go as far to say when another genuine person sees that genuine nature in someone, it means that much more because there's so many people nowadays that you could say, you know, and this it's the whole concept of trusting deep down, but it's like you could go up and talk to someone and they don't have any care about you at all,
right?
But when you see it in someone for real, you go, whoa, okay, these are people I could stick behind. And you know, I'm not gonna go run off to Panama and be a big Panama fan, but you know, it's one of those things I've just really appreciated. And I was watching a YouTube video today where a guy was like, man, I can't believe how nice and excited these Panama fans are. And like, to myself, I'm like, well, I can, because they love soccer, and they don't care win or lose. They're going to go out there and be like – I mean, they were congratulating England fans. Like, they were like, hey, wow, what a game, you know.
Yeah.
And but that's such a non-American concept for us. It's like we lose, we're going, oh, bleep you, bro. Like, screw you, team. It's like that's just how it is because we're so into it.
Yeah.
So I know that's a little off course, but I just –
hey,
it's something I've noticed and something I've really appreciated during the World Cup.
I'm sure someone will appreciate it. And that guy is me. I appreciate
it. Oh,
speaking of authenticity, wow. Well, boy, I ruined it, didn't I?
I just felt the genuine nature just oozing from
phone
you.
Lines.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, you know, that's World Cup. That's so far.
Yeah, that's what we have so far. Could be there's some exciting stuff coming up with these groups. Some of them are very close. But right after the World Cup, this is now becoming official. Hunter, why don't you take this? Because I do not have it in front of me.
I'll take it. It's almost like I get this into my inbox. Whoa.
What?
But so, for you U.S. fans who have been thinking, where's the national team? Well, they're at home. But after the World Cup, they get back into the friendly game, which is huge, and they are not slacking at all on who they play. And Xander, you'll like this. You'll like this a lot.
I like this.
September 7th, USA-Brazil, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, 7:30 Eastern on FS1.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then September 11th, maybe a certain meet me in the middle, a person, maybe two, will be at this game.
Who knows?
USA v. Mexico in Nashville, Tennessee.
I will say that I don't know if I particularly care for scheduling a match against Mexico on that day, but, you know, that's, I can't be too
America. America.
Yeah.
But Patriots it's at 8:30 on ESPN.
Okay, okay.
So we'll get to see it. And then we move forward 2 months. November 15th, England v. USA. Wembley at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, so that's over. That's on across
ESPN 2. Oh, yeah, we're across the pond.
Oh, probably won't be able to go to that one.
We could try. No, I can't.
No, I'm not. I don't got the cash to hop across the pond.
Well, we probably have enough to get there. But right. Not come
that
back.
That whole round trip thing becomes a little pricey.
But November 20th is the last one. Is Italy versus USA, TBD on the venue, 3 p.m. on FS1. So US soccer.
That one's a pity party.
I think U.S. Yeah, that one's like, oh, did you miss the World Cup? Yeah, I did too.
How did your last three friendlies go against World Cup sides? They went adequate.
They went.
They happened. We had the events.
But it seems U.S. soccer, listen to your cries and read your article. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not on BN. We get these games in English on American channels.
Well, I think the BN thing is when it's an away match against a Central American or Caribbean side. Those always seem to be on BN and not on FS1 or FS2. Wait, no, FS2 is not Fox Soccer. That's right.
Is that what it is?
I think so. FS2 doesn't exist. It's not Fox Soccer.
My bad. I think FS2 is now FS2. And Fox Soccer used to be FS2.
Okay, that's what happened. Fox Soccer became FS2.
So they can put on the
lumberjacking competitions. I'm pretty sure I saw that on there. Hey, not as bad as cornhole, right? ESPN had some cornhole on this weekend.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I know you follow me.
Well, no, so. I actually caught it independently of you and watched a little bit of it, and it was
exciting.
Cornhole. It was cornhole.
Yeah. So, well, my roommate, shout out Chris. Recurring shout out.
There we go.
Chris Good. But he tweeted out, you know, it's a slow day when cornhole's on. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. That cornhole takes more athleticism than you'll ever know.
Well, I did learn that.
No, dude, I got 2 likes. So,
oh, yeah.
Big day.
That's a good result. I did not know that their bags have a sticky side on them. I did not know that. So that's one thing I learned.
Also, must be nice, I guess.
I don't know. Well, I think we got one more thing left to do today.
What's that? What are we gonna do?
We're gonna plug. We're gonna.
What
ask
do you,
you
plug?
Guys to do some.
Hey,
stuff.
Hey, we've got merch, guys.
Well, I'll cover that last because it's kind of like a good wrap up. So,
all right, guys, we don't have merch yet.
We're meetme_middle on Twitter. We are just search Meet Me in the Middle on Facebook. You can find us on Stitcher and SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and TuneIn. We've got a Patreon page, which is patreon.com/MMITM. You can drop in there and get commercial-free episodes for $1 a month. And then we have an IG now where we don't do a ton, but we post some pics every now and then. I think that's also – I'm not sure what that one is. Search for Meet Me in the Middle. You know the logo. It's the arrows.
You know the logo.
Hunter's on the Cash App at #HSYork33.
Oh, yeah.
You could just send us cash on PayPal for mmitm.handz@gmail.com. And then the exciting stuff is that we have a store with shirts for pre-sale now. You can pre-order – some t-shirts with your favorite stuff on them. You know, you've got the Meet Me in the Middle logo one. You've got one for Football Boot Review. And then you've got a video game review preview for you by me.
Review. Yep, there you go.
Bingo. We got a t-shirt for that. Can you imagine what it looks like?
You know what?
Probably
I think
right, but you could be wrong. You might want to check it out.
I looked on Twitter, and we had a friend who we grew up with. Who wants us to potentially raffle one off? So I think we look into that and we figure out a way to do it where we can give one away. But we're gonna have to do something. You know, Whoopi Goodell. We'll come back next episode. Yeah, we'll come back this next episode where we'll have the idea, we'll tell you how to get involved, and we'll give a shirt away through the raffle.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll let you guys know when that's coming up, and we'll see what we end up doing. We'll see what we end up doing.
Can I enter the raffle?
No, you can't. You got to buy one. Then, you got to pay me for it.
So what's my tab at now?
Your tab is at, oh my goodness, you don't want to know that.
It's up there.
I'm not going to do that to you on air.
It's up there.
It's kind of up there.
When the bartender comes back for your tab, oh boy.
Yeah. You're like, oh boy. You know what? I left my wallet in my other wallet. That's where I left
That's
my
wallet. That's weird. My jeans. Shoot, man. I got to go.
You know what? I shouldn't have brought my Velcro wallet. I know that's from middle school.
What do you mean my Ole Miss Velcro wallet that actually totally existed is not... I forgot it.
That's not the one that he has anymore.
That's my petty cash. That's
only
petty
a
cash.
Money clip now. Only a money clip.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. Keep my dollar intact.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to head out. We're going to be done for today.
We're going to get out of here.
Yeah. So I'm signing off from Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, actually, New Palestine, Indiana. And
Hunter York signing off from beautiful, sunny Florida.
Well, most of the time it's sunny. All right, we'll see you guys
later. No, it's rained every day. But yeah, we'll see you.
All right, bye.
We're out of here.
Bye-bye.